Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 130 of the B Team Podcast. And you have the original two bag today. It's just me and Ben.
The OGs,
The OGs. The odds.
the true B team.
Well, yeah.
I just meant like B, like Busby and Ben, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we named it that.
Yeah.
All right. Ben, we have continued this like hot streak of sports that we're in, right? We had March Madness lead into the Masters, lead into this highly overlooked. I'm not sure it's highly overlooked at this point anymore, but never comes up whenever we talk about our favorite weeks of the year. The round one NHL and NBA playoffs.
Yeah, it's loaded.
It is loaded. And the biggest news in the world of sports today is that Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller have gotten a divorce.
Who's that?
I know you know who Darren Waller is.
Yeah, I know that one. Didn't she, wait, she's a basketball player.
Yeah. Sexist.
R.I.P. Well, I knew who she was.
No, you don't respect the women's game.
I own a Caitlin Clark jersey.
You do not own a Caitlin Clark
I
jersey.
don't own a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Isn't it
That was a
weird
lot.
that they, in their season, get drafted and start the WNBA season all within like a month and a half?
Got to keep the momentum rolling, you know?
Caitlin Clark had her first practice with the Fever today.
That's kind of the. I mean, why wait, you know?
Well, we'll get to it in the second half of the podcast, but like, the NFL draft is Thursday. They stop playing in January, and then they're not going to report back until a rookie minicamp and just overall minicamp, right? And that's not for another couple months.
Yeah.
The NBA draft is like the NBA draft. I feel like it's like a week after the finals.
I don't know. I guess I never really paid attention to it, but I did see something where Caitlin Clark's jersey outsold all the Dallas Cowboys team jerseys, like any of them, all of last year.
I know that hers sold out size small to 2X within the first hour. I believe that's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, granted, like they're not gonna people that ordered those aren't gonna see those jerseys until like 2026 because it's Fanatics and Fanatics is butt cheeks, but
Ordered your jersey on Fanatics.
did you really?
Yeah, like 6 months ago. That's why you haven't gotten it
I
yet.
was gonna say, I thought we were doing that together, and you just
No, I haven't done it. I know what I'm getting you.
oh, I'm getting you too.
We should present them to each other at the draft.
At the draft, at the fair that I will
Hell
be in
yeah.
attendance at.
You better be.
I mean, I don't have much of a choice.
Hayden finally gonna get you down to the old Neshoba County
Busby.
Fair. What
Busby back out.
it gonna take, Busby?
If there's one way to get me to the fair, you attach a draft to it, I'm in.
Don't even have to be the fantasy football draft. Should be like, we're
No,
gonna
just
do
any draft. Like, you
top
can tell me I'm
five
drafting.
Gatorade flavors.
Yeah, you can tell me I'm drafting toddlers for like a hacky sack race or something, and I'm in.
Hacky sack race.
Yeah.
Sick.
I meant like a sack race, but hacky sack
Yeah,
toddler.
I know where it.
It was this big, long thing in my head.
So sports.
Yeah, I played golf this weekend. I think I'm retiring.
That's fair. It always ends. A day of golf always ends one of two ways. Either you think you're going pro or you're never playing again.
I had both on the 18th hole because I hit the only straight drive I hit the entire day. And then I still doubled. So,
That's fair. It's okay though. Do you have a good time?
no.
Oh, all right. Maybe you should retire.
No, it was fine. I want to not be terrible.
Do you practice?
I watch YouTube golf videos.
So no.
Dang it. We need I was planning to tell Pierce that you're into wrestling TikTok now.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say I'm into it, but like
Nah, you're into it.
They're starting to creep in there, and I'm not swiping.
Did you
I'm
like the
watching them.
Bad Bunny entrance yesterday?
Yeah, it was sick. I
Okay,
didn't
thank
know
you.
he was a wrestler, though.
I mean,
And then you gave me
he's
the whole
not.
spiel about how he's not and how he did in Puerto Rico and how they just beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was like,
That's a.
you are even deeper into this than I realized,
I mean,
which is fine. It's fine.
that's from 2023. It's not like it's that hard to go back and watch.
I want to get out in front of this. It's fine. I like F1. You're into wrestling. It's fine.
You act like it's taboo. Like it's, we each, I will make fun of, I will continue to make fun of you for liking F1 because Max wins everything.
Don't say the outcome's predetermined because l your wrestling is literally scripted.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, like.
But I would argue in most instances, there is a higher probability that I know who's going to win your race than who's going to win my match.
That's fair. Yours is probably more entertaining day in and day out.
I don't know.
I
We had a
like the
women's
race this
royal.
weekend.
We had a women's Royal Rumble to determine the new champion last night. I did not like the outcome of that one.
You say we?
Yeah, we as a wrestling community.
That you said we?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
What happened in the race this weekend?
Lando P2.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, it was a good race. There was like three safety cars. Lance Stroll's an idiot. He just ran to the back of Danny Ric.
Danny Rick is still racing?
Yeah, he races for RB,
I thought
which
he was
is,
a third guy.
well, he was
They
for
have a
Red Bull, but
okay.
now he last year he took over for Nick DeVries. It was AlphaTauri. It's like Red Bull's junior team.
Okay.
So he's with Yuki Tsunoda on that team. They're not very good this year, but and he's struggling.
Well,
But
he's
he
not
was having a
doing
good
it.
race. Yeah, well, it's kind of out there that Checo's not going to be Red Bull's second driver next year. They're kind of trying to look elsewhere. So it's like the whole thought was that they were going to pull Danny Ric back in there, but he just hasn't been racing well. So now it's, do they get Carlos Sainz? Because he has to leave Ferrari because Lewis Hamilton's coming in. That would be crazy.
Be good get my limited knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, would Max, I mean, I don't think Max cares. I think he'd beat anybody, but do they want somebody that's like going to challenge him as a driver one?
AlphaTauri sounds like a game system from the mid 1980s.
Sounds like Atari. So, yeah.
That
Yeah.
is what it sounds like, yes. all right, you can talk some
Oh, but
NBA now.
the next, yeah, we can. But the next race is not this week, but next weekend is Miami. So we get a
Miami.
Sunday day race, not at like the crack of dawn. So,
Isn't that a street race?
it's a circuit. No, it's around the Hard Rock, the
Is
football
that not
stadium.
what a street race? Okay, maybe I just don't
Usually a
understand.
street race is like through the streets of a city.
So it's like Monaco.
Yes, Monaco is a street race.
Okay.
But then they have like street circuits and regular circuits, so I don't know technically what they classify, but it's not like a, they're not driving on roads that normal people drive on. They built the track for it.
Gotcha. They just have, didn't they have Talladega and NASCAR this week too? Big week for racing.
I saw lots of boobies on Twitter from that.
Yes, the booby videos were making the rounds this week. I think that's why I know that as well.
Bonk.
You can't bonk me. You brought it up.
Like
You
Las
bonk.
Vegas.
You
Las
bonk, Ben.
Las Vegas is a street circuit because I raced on the strip.
We talking, wait, are we talking NASCAR? Are we talking F1?
F1.
Okay.
But yeah, so we'll see. McLaren's looking decent this year, so I'm excited.
Yeah, hasn't Lando finished top five in like every race?
No, he had one that he's like P8, but he's doing well. They're third in the constructors, and I swear, I think he has eight P2s. If like Max Verstappen didn't exist, he would just have a bunch of, he's never won a race though, which we need to get that monkey off his back.
Yeah.
Also, Max won by 13 seconds, so it wasn't. It's not like he was right behind. But yeah, basket hoops.
Basket hoops. All right. We're just going to go down the list, starting with the West first. Quick recap. We have OKC up 1-0 over the Pelicans. That game two, I believe, is tomorrow. It is. The Pelicans blew that lead, so the world got to see the happy, cheerful OKC Thunder, who were just doing a poor man's impression of the 2022 Grizzlies, but everyone seems to like them and not like us for whatever reason. But I will digress and move on. The Nuggets, after last night, are up 2-0 on the Lakers. Ben, did you watch any of that game last night?
I did not
The Lakers
watch
were up.
hockey.
It followed the script that every Lakers Nuggets game follows, and that's the Lakers were up 20 until they weren't. Jokic got hot. Murray got hot. Murray, by the way, Murray has the Jamal Murray has the largest point differential, like points per game differential between regular season and playoffs. He averages 21 in his career in the regular season and 28 in the playoffs.
He shows up and the lights are the brightest.
Yeah, including hitting a game winner last night over Anthony Davis, who spent the entire day bitching and moaning about never winning a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Oh, I did see a clip of Jokic's brothers just wailing on some dude's
Yeah,
name.
they're like,
Should they not
they
be in
just,
jail?
that's just assault.
Yeah, like that's assault, brother.
it's that was a weird video. Like he just punched a guy, and I feel like no one cares. They're just
No,
like, "Oh my
like.
God, the Jokic brother punched a guy!" Like
To
that's
be
like,
fair, the law enforcement may be scared of them, and probably rightfully so.
dude, I don't know. Like Eastern Europe, if you say you're from anything that ends with like a
Kia,
or a
Slovakia.
Stan, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want, brother.
The T-Wolves are up 1-0 over Phoenix. Game two is starting. It started 15 minutes ago.
I watched some highlights from the game. Is Anthony Edwards just really good?
He is very, very good. He also might be Michael Jordan's son. They look just alike.
I thought that was Jimmy Butler.
He might be Jimmy Butler's son too.
I'm saying I thought Jimmy Butler was Michael Jordan's son.
I think they're both Michael Jordan's son.
Okay, they're brothers.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But like 10 years apart. No, Anthony Edwards is awesome. It just sucks that he's tied at the hip to the anchor that's going to ruin that team in the second round, aka Rudy Gobert.
Do they still have Cat?
They do still have Cat. He sucks too. He doesn't suck, but he's about to get paid $62 million.
A lot of money.
Yeah. For a guy that does nothing but shoot threes. Rudy Gobert is about to win his fourth
Oh,
Defensive
here
Player
we
of the Year,
go.
by the way.
I was waiting on it. I was
His
waiting on
fourth, Ben.
He's good at defense, man.
He's not. He's not. He gets played off the court every single postseason. And then we go into the regular season. They're like, you know who's a defensive stopper? This guy.
You know who's really tall and French? That
He might
guy.
as he can it's fine. He can get his fourth this year because the next like five are all gonna be Wimby.
You know what? People don't talk about enough how he started COVID, by the way.
He invented COVID. Him and Fauci.
Crazy. Random duo. Is
Yeah.
Fauci French? Like a French name?
No, that's Italian, right?
Yeah, it's definitely gotta be Italian.
Arrivederci.
Arriva Fauci. Yeah, that's true. Definitely way more Italian. We're gonna edit that out.
No.
It's just a
We're
bit.
riding
Whenever
a
I do
hot
something
streak,
stupid, whenever I say something stupid, I'm just gonna say we're gonna edit it out.
The Clippers up 1-0 over Dallas. Game two for that is tonight.
The
I don't
Luka
really.
versus Kawhi game. Is that what that is? Who plays for the
James
Clippers?
Harden looked. James Harden was really good in game one.
James Harden plays for the Clippers?
Yeah. You have playoff P.
Paul George?
Yeah. Kyrie. I don't know. I don't. A lot of people really like Dallas, and then Dallas does what Dallas does, and it's just the Luka show in the playoffs.
Didn't Mark Cuban sell them?
I think he sold half of it, but I think he's still like the,
Majority owner.
yeah, I think he's still like the guy in charge.
Oh,
Boston's up 1-0 over Miami. Miami without Jimmy Butler, I just don't think they can do anything to stop Boston. For like the first half of that game, by the way, Boston looked like the greatest team that's ever been assembled by anyone.
they just gonna win the finals?
I don't think so because I think Denver is, but I do think that they will make it out of the East with virtually no problem. The Knicks are up 2-0 on Philly after last night. Please tell me you saw the end of that game at least.
Hate to break it to you, buddy.
Oh my God. This guy shows up
I
every
was watching
Tuesday.
hockey.
You're right. We got to split up our analysis. You watch the hockey, I watch the basketball.
Oh gosh, I have to analyze it. All right.
We're missing our
Making my
Mr. Bucks.
I'll make my mental notes.
The Knicks scored 6 points in, I think, 8 seconds last night. Jalen Brunson, who was god awful for the entirety of the game, hit a three. Philadelphia tried to inbound it. Tyrese Maxey got fouled. They didn't call it. Nick Nurse, maybe, possibly, kind of, sort of, tried to call a timeout. They did not call that either. Philly turned the ball over. Kick out to Dante DiVincenzo. Missed the three. Isaiah Hartenstein got the rebound. Back out to DiVincenzo. Bang. Mike Breen voice for three.
I felt like I was there. Also, I like that guy's last name.
Dante DiVincenzo?
DiVincenzo.
That's White Dante.
Yeah, like that guy.
He won most outstanding player in the, what draft was Jaren in? 2018? It might have been that same draft class. 2018 draft. It was one of the Villanova national championship years. I can't remember
Oh,
what year
yeah.
specifically it was. I
Vaguely
want to say it
remember
was
that.
that year because that's the year Jalen Brunson came out too. That would make sense in my head.
Is Jalen Brunson a superstar?
No. Jalen Brunson is
Stephen.
a star. He is not a superstar.
Stephen Shea says yes.
Yeah, Stephen Shea also didn't have Steph Curry on the list.
Stephen
And
Shea
the
is like
entire
a.
world has forgotten. Let me just get this out of the way. Because it, next year, I'm going to be so bullish on the Grizzlies, dude. Just a little heads up. The world has forgotten that John Morant just ran shit for like a year.
Okay.
Him not being included over like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson and De'Aaron Fox is asinine.
Okay. So you're saying 2024 is the year of the Grizz?
I think that the Grizzlies are going to be back at the top of the Western Conference.
That'd be good.
That's a future Busby discussion though. Yeah, so Philadelphia went down 0-2 yesterday. Embiid doesn't, he had 35 last night, but still just doesn't look healthy. It looks like they just shot him up with as many painkillers as humanly possible without an overdose and said, go out there and win it for us. Tyrese Maxey is awesome. Won most improved player voting as of today. But other than that, like the Knicks are, I didn't think that. I didn't think Philly would win it anyway, but I think the Knicks are going to gentleman sweep this bad boy.
What's a gentleman sweep? Like one game?
Five games.
Okay.
Like we'll let you guys get one at home. We'll come back and win it in five in New York. Call it a day.
I got you.
The Bucks are up 1-0 over the Pacers. Dame went off, and that game two is tonight. Tyrese Halliburton looked pretty bad in game one, as did most of the Pacers. They couldn't. The problem that they had all year is that they just didn't play defense, and they didn't do that in game one. And unfortunately, they did not score as well, which is a bold strategy to not stop people from scoring, but also not score yourself. And then lastly, Ben, your series, the Cavs are up 2-0 after last night.
Yeah, we'll just move on from that one.
I did say I thought this would be the series that both teams would just win at home. So,
We
congrats.
haven't hasn't been close really though. So we'll see. Young team.
Yeah, it's been more of just, hey, Paolo, please go keep us in this thing for a while. Because
Think
Franz just
Suggs
stopped
got hurt.
shooting, and yeah, Suggs got hurt.
Wink, wink.
They've also just stopped playing Wendell Carter Jr. for whatever reason. Like, they played Jonathan Isaac off the bench the entire year, and now all of a sudden they're like, Jonathan Isaac time.
Playoff J.I.
All right, your time to shine. NHL playoffs.
Bam, 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 bam.
First series, Florida up 1-0 over Tampa.
The Florida series. Yeah, this game was close till the end. I think Florida or Tampa scored right at the end.
It was 3-2 because the line was 1.5, I believe.
Yeah. I didn't watch a ton of this one, but I mean I think the Panthers are just gonna kind of sweep them. I don't.
For what it's worth, the Panthers are up 1-0 already
Yeah.
tonight. Who scored? Let's find
Panthers look
out.
really good this year. Next.
Next, Boston and Toronto's tied up 1-1 after last night.
Yeah, that was a good game. Leafs came out firing. That first game was all Boston. Is this the year a Canadian team wins the Stanley Cup?
No.
Okay. I
I'm
guess that's a
looking.
decent bet. You got the Canucks, the Oilers, the Jets, the Maple Leafs, right? Is that all the
Yes.
Canadian teams? I mean, I think the Oilers could win it. The Canucks have been good.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
about the
mean,
Leafs.
isn't it the 2 and 3 seed out west are both Canadian teams? It's the Canucks and the Jets.
And
And
the
the Oilers are
Oilers.
the 4 seed, right? So.
Don't know. I would love to see it, but yeah, I watched the game, some of the game last night with the Leafs. So I like the Leafs.
I do too.
And I hate
Great.
all Boston sports teams, so I'd
I
love
don't
to
want
see them
any of
lose.
those. I don't want any of those losers to be happy, like ever.
Yeah, I agree. We were watching last
Ranger.
night, and Katie asked me, she's like, who are you pulling for? I'm like, the Leafs. She said, why? I was like, because I hate all Boston sports
Hey,
teams.
why is the plural of leaf leaves, but it's the maple leafs?
Because they're Canadian. They don't know how to speak English.
But shouldn't that be like with an E, like
The
leafy?
leaves.
Leafies.
Bunch of hoses. Get a fucking leaves. That was like
Yes,
an Irish
yeah, I was about
Canadian
to say
accent.
you went to a completely different thing there.
With the fucking leaves.
Rangers up 1-0 over the Capitals and
They're
up
playing right now, I
2-1 on the
think.
Capitals right now. Yeah.
Yeah, the Rangers are just really freaking good. The Capitals, are they the ones that kind of snuck in at the end?
Yeah, they were on that weird last day where like
Yeah, they're
the
just
Red
happy to be
Wings had a
there.
chance and the Flyers had a chance and some madness ensued in like the last 10 seconds of each game. And
They're just happy to be there. The Rangers are just gonna body them.
they're just like, we need to get Ovi his goal record in Calder.
Yeah, just let them score a couple once we're down six, and then we'll be good.
Carolina, here's a big one. Carolina's up 2-0 over the Islanders after last night. I know you watched this.
This one was crazy. The Islanders were up 3-0 deep into the second period, and then I think they scored once right at the end of the second period, went into the third period up 3-1 and lost 5-3. So tough look for the Islanders. They kind of controlled the first period. In the first half of the first period, the Canes were getting tons of shots on goal, but just couldn't get anything going. And then the Islanders scored two quick ones, and it looked like it was just the Islanders' night, and they just choked. That's one of those losses in a series where I think you just can't come back from it. You should be leaving there with a split 1-1, and now you're just down
It could be
0-2.
2-0 Islanders.
Yeah, the first
But
game
they
was
were in the
close
game in
too.
game one, too.
Yeah, it was they lost by two, but there was like an empty net goal at the end of it. But yeah, I mean, it's just a brutal way to lose a hockey game.
Fun fact, the Carolina Panthers are the betting favorite to win the Stanley Cup this year.
The Carolina Hurricanes.
That's what I said.
You said the Panthers.
Carolina Hurricanes, led by goalie Cam Newton and forward,
Christian McCaffrey.
yeah, we'll go with him. I was thinking Jonathan Stewart, but sure. Jonathan, surely there's been a hockey player named Jonathan
You can make
Stewart,
a
right?
sick all-time like Carolina offense.
No, you can't. I mean,
A
you
decent
could,
one.
like it sounds good,
Cam Newton,
but
Steve
like,
Smith,
yeah,
Christian
but
McCaffrey.
every other team can do better besides probably Christian McCaffrey. Like, look at the like, just compare it to the
Kelvin
Colts, dude.
Benjamin.
That's your wide receiver too,
Oh,
not like Mohsin Mohamed or something like
who's the t
that.
oh yeah, that's true. Who's the tight end?
Greg
That was
Olsen.
it. Yeah, Greg Olsen. That's a pretty decent squad.
I mean, it's fine.
It's decent. For the
If you're
Panthers,
doing
you think.
an all-time team though, then like that's
Yeah, but like you think about the Panthers, you just think Cheeks, even though they did go to Super
they've been to two Super Bowls.
Bowl. Two Super Bowls. Two Super
Yeah.
Bowls?
Yeah. Jake
Yeah.
DeLome went to
Yeah, Jake
one
Hall.
and the Cam Newton 2015 year.
Is
Next.
question. I don't know if you heard my question. Was Jake DeLome Super Bowl the one where the booby came out?
That is an excellent question.
I
I
think it
want to say
was.
yes. It was one of the Patriots ones from the early 2000s.
Yeah, I think it was that one. I think I remember because I was at like a church Sunday school party.
This is twice you brought up boobies in this pod, by
Beg to differ. Let's talk about Jake DeLome.
fun fact, I was in the kitchen when the booby popped out. I did not see the booby. I just remember
Oh.
being told about the booby.
Yeah. Wow.
Speaking of the Wild, they're not in the playoffs. We will go now to Las Vegas and Dallas. I think game one was last night. Vegas is up one nothing, four
I
three
didn't
last
watch
night.
this one at all.
All I know is that Vegas is cheating again.
All I know is I'm cool with them getting the Stars out. Because
Dude,
the
I
Stars
hate it.
are
I
really
hate
good. That's fair. But the Stars are scary. So if we can get them out, I'd rather play the Knights.
Stars aren't scary.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. Stars ain't, they never won nothing.
That's true.
Yeah, Mark Stone for Vegas lacerated his spleen and then they just stashed him on the roster until the playoffs started. Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, his spleen's fine, and he scores like two goals last night. So
Colt should have done that with Andrew Luck.
he was on the roster, trust me. He got paid pretty handsomely
Just
to
been
have
like
a
his kidneys lacerated, somehow sneak into the playoffs and then just have him come back. Remember that time Tom Brady cheated against the Colts and beat the piss out of him in the playoffs?
Which time?
Deflategate, right?
I
Wasn't
know,
that Andrew Luck?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just being a dick about the
That's when Luck was
Patriots
there, right?
cheating. Yeah, I was in. I went to Dallas that year for mid-year for the fraternity, randomly enough.
God.
So, yeah, that's how I remember all that stuff. Jets. Jets are up one over one. Nothing on the Avalanche.
I did watch a little bit of this game. Yeah, I haven't watched either of these teams really this year. It's my first time seeing them, but a lot same goes for a lot of these teams.
This is a classic case. You know how in college football we have a there's a saying, it's like helmet watching.
Yeah.
This was me whenever I was looking over the lines for this series. I'm like, oh, why are the Avs not favored over the Jets? The Winnipeg Jets?
Call me anti-American. Maybe my brother's getting to me, but I'm pulling for like all the Canadian teams.
Oh, Canada.
Da-da-da.
I do think I'm going to have the Canadian national anthem memorized by the end of this playoffs, though. They just keep singing it all the time.
They love it.
We're missing out on Calgary, though. I miss those jerseys or those sweaters being in the
No, we
building.
hate Calgary.
I know you do.
All Oilers fans, we have born into this hating Calgary.
A tried and true Oilers fan, Ben
Yeah.
Williams from Laurel, Mississippi, or wherever it is.
Hey, Meridian. Take that back.
Vancouver's up 1-0 over Nashville. I this is good. I'm a bad Nashvilleian. I didn't watch a single part of this game.
Was the late game. All those, like, the same with the Oilers game last night. Like,
Yeah, why did the Oilers and
Kings.
well, yeah, I'm talking about like the
Yeah, I
Vegas
don't know
and
why they play. Yeah. Why don't
Vegas
they
and the
play early?
Stars. Yeah, well, it's also there are a couple teams that played twice before you guys played once.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
Maybe they know we're gonna sweep and the other series are gonna go longer, so it'll time up good. I don't know. It's all scripted.
all right, Oilers Kings, Oilers up 1-0. Give me your spiel.
Didn't watch a single play. Watch the highlights.
I saw a Connor McJesus like spin move to an assist. That
Yeah.
was kind of sick.
They scored 7 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget the.
They do that every playoffs. So there's just their goalie, like, can you
Yeah, like
give
he
up
just had a
five
play.
or less?
Yeah. They kind of went through a streak this year, though, where they weren't scoring. So it's good to see him come out hot. Just hope we keep it rolling. Oilers. We're all Oilers. Are you gonna? Who are you pulling for in the playoffs? Since your team's out.
I like pulling for teams that don't matter to me at all if my team's not in it.
Well, you're
Like the
welcome over
Oilers,
here,
I'm
brother.
with you on the Oilers.
Okay.
I kind of like Carolina.
Gross.
Florida's fine, Vancouver's fine.
The Canucks, that's just a cool name.
Yeah, I think a Canuck is a derogatory term for a
Yeah,
Canadian.
I think it is. It'd be
Toronto,
like
I'd be cool with.
being
I
the
mean,
Mississippi Rednecks.
any of the Canadian teams would be fine because it's like a throwback to old times.
Yeah, history. Speaking of the Oilers, I was asking my brother if he's going to go to any games, and he's not able to because he's on nights, but his girlfriend, they're going to the arena for an away game. And apparently what they do is they sell like $5 tickets. You go in there and they project the plays onto the ice. Did you know
Ooh,
this? And
no, that's
it's
sick.
not like the players, it's like circles that represent each player and like the pucks highlighted and stuff. And so it like projects it onto the ice. And then obviously the game's on the
Was on the
Jumbotron.
Jumbotron. Yeah, that's
Oh,
cool.
that sounds electric.
Who do you think is the better New York sweaters, the Rangers or the Islanders? I had this debate the other day.
I think the Rangers. I think their colors are better.
I think I'm an Islanders guy.
Which hurts because the Islanders and the Oilers basically have the same colors.
Ooh, that sucks for you.
But it can't be the red, white, blue.
I think there's only like three bad hockey sweaters, though. Like the Ducks are bad. I don't like Dallas.
That green's weird. The Knights? Do you like the Knights?
I don't like, no, the Knights gold is like too gold. It's
I don't
weird.
really like their logo either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. They hockey may have the most consistent good jerseys in all sports or sweaters, whatever you call them.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, golf. Do we even need to talk about a predetermined outcome?
Scottie Scheffler is a problem.
He's won, what, three of his last four starts, right? And the one they didn't win, he came second. Did I hear that
He's
correctly?
won 4 of his last 5 because he won the Bay Hill, he won Players, he won the Masters, now he won the RBC. And he came
That's
in tied
gross.
second in the other one.
That's disgusting.
His in the world rankings, did you see the stat?
He's a. He's
The
got a larger lead
gap
over number two, right? Than two over like 760
seven.
or something.
Yeah, so the gap between him and Rory at 2 is bigger than the gap between Rory and Tiger at like 730.
Jesus Christ.
The question is once this baby comes, will it affect him? He's only 60-1 to do the Grand Slam this year.
I mean, it's really hard to do.
No, I'm saying that's like crazy low odds to win
Oh, okay.
all 4 majors in a year, 60-1. That's like a normal player's like to win a tournament, like a like the Valspar. 60-1, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I
now
mean,
that
I
you
like the
explain
guy,
that,
so I
like,
don't hate it.
yeah, it's fine. Scotty is really, really good, but you just have the question of like, is he like a needle mover? Because if I see Scotty at the top of the leaderboard, like I just kind of expect it. It doesn't jazz me up in any way.
I would say he's not like the Tigers level, but like It's cool seeing somebody that good. Now, will it get old? Sure. Like Max Verstappen in F1. Like he's super good. He's once a generation talent. But it's like at some point you're like, okay. Tom Brady, same way. People are gonna start to turn on you.
I don't know.
Like
Scotty
everybody.
seems unturnable.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a super nice guy. He's just super cool. People will get Scotty fatigue though, for sure. I won't. I like him, but I think a lot of people will.
Yeah, it's something that we deal with in every sport. I heard someone explain the draft to me the other day using the phrase prospect fatigue, which I thought was great. And we will have more on that coming up in the second half. But it's interesting that like all these same thoughts are coming out just in different sports. It's really fun.
Yeah, I mean it's I'm sure it was like that with Tiger, but like I love Tiger. And I
But when
didn't really
Tiger was
live
at the
through
top of
the
the leaderboard, like people were dialed in.
right. Yeah, Tiger. But there was a lot of Tiger haters. And I think that's what one of the reasons why is because they were just like, it's not as fun to watch. Like imagine being a Phil Mickelson fan back then.
And Phil still won, what, five majors?
He's won
That might be
four.
lowballing it. He's won two Masters, right?
Two Masters, at least one PGA. He's never won the US Open. I think he's won an Open. So
Okay.
four or five.
The PGA was the one that he won
He, when
over
he's 50,
Brooks, right? Yeah.
yeah, in
Was it
Kiawah.
Brooks?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna look that up. How many majors did he have? I think it's four. I'm gonna say final answer four.
I'm gonna go with five,
It may be
just.
six though. Yeah, six. For some reason, I was like, oh, he has three Masters. 2004, 2006, 2010. He's won three Masters, two PGAs, and one Open.
Okay.
The other PGA was in 05.
So he went a really long time without winning a major. Same with Tiger, I guess.
2013, he won the Open, I think. Yeah, Open 2013. His Masters was 04, 06, 10. PGA 05, 21, and 13 for the Open.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap us up for the first half of the pod. Stick with us through the break. We have a bit of a different exercise coming up in the second half. So we will see you all then. All right, everyone. We are back. We are back. Second half of the pod. NFL news. Ben, we had Matt Ryan retire. Raise your hand if you thought Matt Ryan had already retired.
My
Let the
hand's
record
raised.
show. Yes, let the record show that we are both raising our hands. Good for Matt Ryan.
It's honestly a shame what the Colts did to Matt Ryan. Yeah, can we talk about that?
I mean, if you want to, but we're having a
That
good
was
time. But
crazy what y'all did to that man.
what do we do to that man?
You traded, or was it a trade or just a signing?
We traded for him.
Traded for him and then put him behind the worst offensive line of all time and
That
just let
still
him
doesn't
get
make any sense because they were good the year before and they were good the year after.
and just
I
let
don't
him
know
get
what happened.
mowed down back there.
Matt Ryan took the worst looking sacks of all time.
He was very bad at taking sacks.
No, it's it, look, I will never have any ill will towards Matt Ryan because it's not his fault what happened. And honestly, it helped get us Anthony Richardson, so like cool, thank you.
Do you think the Colts are in the business of tarnishing great quarterbacks into their careers? I guess Philip Rivers made the playoffs.
Yeah, but see, Uncle Phil went out on top.
Yeah, that's fair.
It didn't tarnish the end of Peyton Manning's career.
Well, he left there to go to the Broncos and he won another
He
Super
won
Bowl.
a Super Bowl. You're
That's what I'm
welcome.
saying. The ones that come there at the end of their career is what I'm saying.
So you're talking, there's two people. There's a 50% hit rate.
Yeah,
That's
Philip Rivers
good.
though. Yeah. I forgot y'all made the playoffs, man.
That Philip Rivers year was the happiest I've been since Andrew Luck retired, by the
There's gonna be so much trivia like late in life where people just forget that those two played for the Colts.
It's so much easier to name all the Colts starters between the year 1998 and 2012.
Because it's just Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you had Peyton Manning, and then you had like one random Jim Sorgi.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like Dan Orlovsky, Kerry Collins. You have Luck and Hasselbeck and Rivers and Ryan and
Curtis
Foles and
Painter.
Minshew and Curtis Painter, Scott Tolzien, Jagotnik.
That's
Man,
just.
this is a sad ass life that I live, and you brought it up.
Sorry, I just had to talk about it.
No, look, congrats to Matt Ryan. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. The Falcons put out what? It was like an hour long video today of every touchdown that he's thrown in his career.
That's cool.
Yeah. So shout
He
out
was
Matt
so
Ryan.
good for a little while there.
He's going to
No,
be
I mean not a little
awesome.
while. He was good for a long time.
He won the MVP in 16.
Got Boston College at number two in the nation.
Yeah. That to be fair, that was 2007.
Yeah.
Also,
USF was
Kansas and
like
Missouri and Rutgers and USF.
South Florida was like number four.
God,
I'm so excited for college football, dude.
Chase, who can forget the legendary Chase Daniels versus Todd Reesing game?
We're so back next year, by the way.
Did you watch any of the spring game?
Yeah, I did. I'm all the way in.
Blake Shapen. Oh man, I'm so butted. We're gonna suck, and it's gonna be
I'm
so
gonna make the
sad.
same joke I made you this weekend. I mean, we had to have known when he beat out Sawyer Robertson at Baylor that he was goated. So,
Did you see the Braden Locke touchdown pass that I showed you today?
oh yeah, at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is he your Sawyer Robertson?
No. I was gonna say like he's the one that I like the most probably, but Sawyer, like your love for Sawyer does not even.
I don't even know why. Other than he's really good.
Yeah.
I came to watch it. Wait to watch him like playing for the Birmingham Stallions here in a year or two.
I can't wait to watch Will Rogers at Washington this year.
That guy's a bum, and I hate him. Even though I feel bad for him, because actually Zach Arnett may be the bum. I
I
may
will
switch
say
it.
I will say no bad words towards Will Rogers.
Oh, I can say that he's got a noodle arm.
What's the point though? Like, who cares?
Yeah, but he's got a noodle arm. We can say
He
that. That's not saying it.
played hard for us for 4 years. Like
Did
I'm
he?
fine. At least three.
He played hard against Ole Miss. I'll give him that last year.
Sucked against Ole Miss.
But he played hard.
Remember when he almost cost us the game in 2022?
Remember when we all called for Mike Wright and they put him in? He airmailed a guy about 40 yards. And we're
Yeah,
like,
and we were immediately like,
all
nope.
right,
Speaking
yeah.
of which, I do. It sucks he's in the portal just because I like Mike Wright.
Yeah, he's like the locker room guy, the glue guy. But yeah, I'm back in. Levy, sound the alarms. We're back.
Other NFL news, Zach Wilson traded to the Broncos.
Broncos country.
You know who
That's
the three
right.
quarterbacks on the Broncos roster are right now?
Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Ah, there's a guy that played last year. He has a weird name. He played college at like oh my gosh, it's not like Tolzien, but it's like
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you no.
did he
I
play at
will give you
Wisconsin?
no. I will give you these colleges. Actually, I can only give you. I might be able to give you two. I was about to say the name. Baylor to Auburn,
Oh, yeah, Jarrett Stidham.
and then the other one I think is James Madison,
That's the
former
guy I was thinking
Cowboy.
of. Yeah. I should know this. He played for the Cowboys. They drafted him like late one year. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he did play James Madison. He transferred from Pitt to James Madison.
Give me his name.
Gucci DiNucci,
DiNucci, and he has my name. I'm an idiot.
Ben DiNucci. All right. Do we care
Yeah, the
about Zach Wilson
Broncos.
at all, by the way?
No, they're drafting a quarterback, so.
Oh, okay. Well, with that transition, let's hop into it. We talked about having a different exercise than normal. We're doing a Bennett, by the way. I know I made a unilateral decision to stretch it to 15. I bet you can guess why I did that.
Colts.
Yes. I also made the unilateral decision to stretch it to 16 because it was bothering me that 15 was one less than half of the first round.
You're so OCD.
So we were doing a mock draft of just the first half of the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, see how many we get right.
Is this
No,
collaborative?
yes, collaborative, no trades.
So, but we're not like going back and forth. We're just discussing.
Yes. We're coming
Okay.
to a B team consensus.
Okay.
I also took the liberty to, people at home are going to hear this, and you might as well, and I greatly appreciate it. Think that I did a lot of extensive work on this. I did not. This is in
Neither. I
typical
have.
B team fashion. I did very little work on this. And what I mean by that is I took the liberty of taking about 10 minutes combined to look at every team in the top 16's roster and decide which three or four position groups I thought they needed the most of.
Much more than me. I'm going
So
off vibes.
we do enjoy going off vibes.
We're going to disagree here, by the way, at one.
No, this is a mock draft, Ben. This isn't what we would do. We're mocking the player to the team. So with one,
The Colts trade up and take Caleb Williams. I'm kidding. Yeah, it's Caleb Williams. It's Caleb Williams.
don't tempt me with a good time.
You would not turn your back on your baby boy. You don't look at me like you would not.
So you're right, I wouldn't.
You...
But Caleb Williams is so good.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, dude. My
No, he's
dad
not.
called me the other day, spewing the same Jaden Daniels nonsense you're about to spew to me at two. They're not the same guy. Like, this is the prospect fatigue
I
we're
haven't
talking
said
about at
anything
the end of
about
the
Jaden
first.
Daniels. When did I
This
say
is the
anything about Jaden
prospect
Daniels?
fatigue we're talking about at the end of the first half of the pod. Caleb Williams has been the number one overall pick for 2 years now, and people are just tired of it. And again, as I've said on other podcasts, he's a Gen Z weirdo.
It's
And people just
cheeks.
don't decide that they don't like him.
It's cheeks.
Taking
All
Caleb
right, but
Williams at one.
he's going one. Yeah, he's going one.
Now the draft officially starts. You have the Commanders at two. The general consensus seems to be Jaden Daniels.
I'm cool with that. I think he's the second best quarterback.
See, he scares me. As the team, as the fan of a team that every quarterback goes and dies,
I mean, he does. I saw someone on Twitter
Jaden
said
Daniels just gets fucking pummeled,
he saw something.
dude.
He looks like a Looney Tunes character every time he gets hit.
I do think that they take him because new ownership trying to sell a lot of tickets. Jaden Daniels is definitely the flashier player. Probably has the higher upside than a guy that is going to be picked later. I would be worried about his durability, even though he doesn't
He's
have a
either
history of,
going two or three.
yeah, even though he doesn't have an issue, like a history of
He's
physical
got,
issues.
yeah.
Worries me. So you want to take him here at two? Jaden
Yeah.
Daniels, too? All right, New
They're not
England.
going back to North Carolina. I mean, they already tried that.
Yeah, he's in Seattle now, right? I think that's right. New England, three needs, quarterback, running back, defensive line is what I put down. I think everyone thinks they're going to stick here, even though there's a little bit of smoke that they might trade back and take a quarterback. You think Drake May
Yeah.
or
I mean,
dare I say JJ?
that's the problem. If Bill Belichick was there, it'd probably be JJ.
And I think if Bill Belichick was there, he'd take Drake May.
You think so?
Yeah.
Michigan guy just trying to, reignite the flame.
I think Bill Belichick is smarter than that,
I think Drake
like, he's not a
May.
dumb fan. Like, we're like, we see Drake May, we're like, that's just Sam Howell because they played at the same school.
I think Drake May. I'm higher on Drake May than a lot of people are, I think.
I'm higher on Drake May than Jaden Daniels. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I know he's turnover prone, but
He also played at North Carolina, where it was like, I have to do everything.
yeah, so I don't hate it. I think the problem is they have no weapons.
And they could always take one of my biggest fears, Marvin Harrison Jr., here,
Yeah. And
and then
then,
just go with Jagoutby in the regular season.
yeah. But then we could try to get a quarterback later.
But they would also just trade down if they're going to do that. See, that's the thing. Like, we're not predicting trades in this mock draft that we're doing. If we were, we might have like the Giants or Vikings or someone like that move up here, take Drake May, and then New England goes with either JJ McCarthy in that spot or the best pass catcher in that spot. But I think if we're sticking them at three, we got to
They
take the
have to
best
go quarterback.
quarterback, which is Drake May.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
All right. First non-quarterback pick, I'm assuming. I also don't know if Arizona's going to stick in this spot. Marvin Harrison Jr., you good with that?
Yeah.
Do you like him over Malik Nabers?
I don't know. I think so. Last year, he was a little underwhelming. The dude's so good. Malik Nabers, I'm also scarred because of the LSU State game. So we made Malik
Carter.
Nabers look like the greatest receiver of all time, Nico Collins. So
I mean, what a deadly duo that would be, though. All right. Chargers at five. The three needs that I wrote down were wide receiver, defensive back, and running back. They lost Eckler this offseason. You're not going to draft a running back at five,
no.
nor is there one good enough to draft at five. This seems like Malik Nabers' territory.
Gotta be. If they stay.
They could also take an offensive lineman because you know Jim Harbaugh is just like, I'm gonna pound the rock.
Do they go JJ?
Oh, no, dude, no. The world has forgotten how good
But
Justin Herbert is.
they trade Herbert to the Vikings for their first round pick and then take JJ and then get somebody else.
It would be a horrible return on investment.
I mean, where did the Vikings draft?
11.
It's not terrible. We can still get a great pass catcher.
Not if Adunze and Nabers are gone, which they will be, probably.
Maybe. Just saying, I can see Harbaugh doing some crazy stuff.
You taking an NFL job and immediately getting rid of the best quarterback you've had in a while is Looney Tune land.
Zero playoff runs. Is he that much better than Philip Rivers?
I never said he was better than Phillip Rivers, but he's the best
You said
quarterback
in
they've
a
had since
while.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, so it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, I was just hoping you'd let me slide that one in there.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm just saying, Harbaugh's crazy, so.
I mean, again, they got rid of Keenan Allen. They let Mike Williams walk. Who's Herbert throwing the ball to? Who's JJ throwing the ball to in this
Quentin
scenario?
Johnson.
Quentin Johnson stinks.
They still have the two, Gerald Everett and who's the other? They have the same tight end, but it's two different people.
It's the guy that gets concussed every time he catches the ball.
Yeah, it's Gerald Everett
Donald
and
Parham.
yeah, Parham. Gerald Everett's the one that dies all the time.
Okay. I got them mixed up then. They're the same guy. You're right. All right. What do you think? B team
That's fine. We can
consensus.
go. Mean, do they go offensive line? I mean, who's the highest rated? Is it
It'd be Joe Alt
yeah,
or
all.
Olufoshinu. I think that's how you pronounce his name from Penn State.
But they do need weapons. I don't know, but they got to protect Herbert.
And we can get Malt here.
No, let's be more fun. We'll go neighbors.
Nabers. All right.
Sorry for your team.
Wait, why is that my team? Wait, what?
Said, I'm sorry for your team. All the pass catchers are gone.
Dude, we don't pick till 15, man. You
Yeah.
think Malik Neighbors is making it to 15?
Could.
New York Giants, wide receiver, running back, sneaky quarterback is what I put down.
Is this? I just think there's such a consensus that there's. Well, they could go JJ.
I think this is Roma Dunze.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would go. You have Daniel Jones. But I'm saying, like, I was gonna say there's three kind of clear top three quarterbacks. So it's like, do you go for one of the clear top receivers, or do you kind of go down to that next tier?
I think if either let me rephrase that. I was gonna say if either Jaden Daniels or Drake May make it
No, if
past
Jaden
three.
Daniels is there, they would take it. I don't know if
Yeah, I
they'd
was gonna
take.
say if they I was gonna say I think if either of them make it past three, then you trade up to go get them. But I don't think any of them do, and I don't know if the Giants would trade up into two or three. I know they're not, Washington's not trading two. Bears aren't trading one. So it's, will New England listen to offers for three?
Probably. I mean, Mayo grew up in the Belichick system,
Yeah, but they actually have
so
a GM now that does things. Whereas Belichick was both.
who's their quarterback? Zappy?
No, it's Jacoby.
Oh yeah, Jacoby. That's right.
Well, actually, it's Drake May, according to us, but
We'll go Roma Dunze.
Roma Dunze. This next pick, thank God. At seven, we have the Titans. Can I talk about? So I've already talked about Marvin Harrison Jr. being my second biggest fear, him going to New England and having to root against him, as a Marvin Harrison senior fan. My actual biggest fear is that Malik Nabers spends a year of his life committed to Mississippi State, flips to an in-division rival on signing day, terrorizes Mississippi State for 3 years, and then gets drafted by another in-division rival, which I just so like the city I just so happen to live in. So I'm glad in our mock draft that didn't happen. Come Thursday, if Malik Nabers is there at seven, I will not be thrilled.
Yeah, plus Will Levis could be the one that terrorizes you. Dude, this is just all shaping up.
How bad of a person do you think I was, like John Wayne Gacy in my last life?
Don't know, man.
Like I was the Gainesville Ripper, whatever that serial killer's name was. Like I must have done some awful
Ted
things.
Bundy. Were y'all alive at the same time? Y'all were probably alive at the same time.
I was hot, if that was the case.
No, I think y'all were alive at the same time.
There's no way
Y'all
of knowing
definitely
that.
were. Yeah, there is. You just look up when he died.
That's the joke, Ben.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're an idiot.
He died in no, he died in January. Oh my God, Ben.
Oh, no. It's right beside it, isn't it?
His birthday is January the 24th, or his death day was January 24th.
You're
Was
Ted Bundy.
I Ted Bundy? Do you realize what we're doing right now? We are saying that in a past life, I was the most notorious serial killer of all time because Malik Nabers may or may not get drafted by the
It's all sound.
He died in 1989, by the way, so 5 years before I
Oh,
was
I thought you were saying it was 1993 or
born. I
four.
was
Was it four?
94. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was born January, or he died
I
January 24th of 94.
thought you were saying it was 94. I was like, oh.
That would be wild. So Joe Alt to the Titans.
Yeah.
Falcons. I put down defensive line, defensive back, and wide receiver. I consulted our Falcons correspondent today. He thinks
What
he
did he say?
has some inside knowledge, like
Mm-hmm.
actual inside knowledge.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he's got a friend in fairly high places. He said that they are all in on excuse me as I pronounce try to pronounce the Polynesian name, Leatu Latu, the defensive end from UCLA. I personally like Dallas Turner more as a defensive end, but
We're going with the inside info.
we're going with Latu. Yeah, we have to, right?
Yeah. We have very little inside info on this podcast. We have to listen to it.
Bears, their draft officially starts after taking Caleb Williams. I think they might be a trade down candidate from this spot. They have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. They could always take another receiver, but the big three are gone, so I don't know who they would reach for here. They could be the Brock Bowers team. I also think that they might just beef up the offensive line here.
I would go offensive line.
All right, who do we like the most then? I'm gonna rattle off some names for you that
The
are kind of in this
hard
realm.
to pronounce name.
Olu.
Yeah.
I think his actual name is like Olu Miyawi or something like that. I don't know. I'm just gonna call him Olu Fashanu. That is who my Saints correspondent wanted today. So it sucks for them. Jets at 10. I unfortunately think that this is the Brock Bowers destination.
Makes sense.
They're not gonna. They probably should invest in a quarterback at some point sooner rather than later, but they're not going to because Rodgers will be pissed and probably just run for president instead.
That'd be electric.
They could be the first team to take a DB off the board. They could also go receiver,
Team him up with sauce? That would
but
be crazy.
I think we take Brock Bowers for them. What do you
They
think?
do have Robert Saleh as their head coach.
What does
He's a good
that mean?
quarter. I'm just saying, like, he's a defensive guy.
Yeah. Our
I mean, I'll
defense was
talk
pretty
about.
good last year, though.
I mean, yeah, they've been good for what, 3, 4 years now? Maybe just 2 or 3. I'm fine with Bowers. Give Rodgers a weapon like that. That's.
Yeah, sucks. I'm still holding out hope that he falls. Vikings, is this your JJ McCarthy team?
Yeah, supposedly they love him.
That is so weird.
I agree. But I think they trade up to get him in real life, but
They have 11 and 23, I think. So there's some ammo there.
yeah, I think they trade up to get him in real life because I think they really like him, but we'll give him to him here because I think that's who they're looking at.
Broncos at 12 also need a quarterback, unless you want to reach for Penix or Daniels or Daniels or Bo Nix. I don't think you take one here. There's a lot of mocks that have Bo Nix going to Denver here. I'm not going to believe it until I see it. I think he's a day two guy.
I mean, they lost Judy, right? They have what, Sutton and KJ Hamler? No.
No, KJ
No,
Hamler's on
no,
the Colts practice squad last year.
no. No. No, no. Who's the little guy that was he a rookie last year? Mims.
Yeah. I also think they might just take offensive line.
I don't really know their
They could be
needs,
the first
so.
DB team. They lost Justin Simmons in the offseason. Well, they haven't lost him yet, but he's a free agent, and they don't appear like they want to re-sign him. They could pair a corner up opposite Pat Surtain. They could
That
take
would be
Dallas
nice.
Turner.
Ooh, Dallas Turner's still there. That's crazy.
With them
Don't
needing a
know.
quarterback and not being able to get one, I think they just take best player available here. So we just need to decide who we think is the best player available.
I think it's Turner.
You think Dallas Turner?
Who do you?
That's fine. I think he's the best player available too. I'm really trying to mock someone cool to the Colts at 15, and you're just hurting my feelings.
But we can change everything. We have the
No,
control.
we need to be right, Benjamin.
We're not going to be right because there's going to be so many trades.
Raiders at 13. I wrote down QB, DB, OL. I don't think
Give
they'd
him a
take
corner.
quarterback here. Yeah, you think Quinnen Mitchell, or do you think Terrion Arnold from Alabama?
Tomato, tomato. You,
We'll
your
give him
call.
Arnold. Saints. I think Saints are for sure going offensive lineman. The best one left is Talese Fuaga. Again, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Okay, interesting. Here you go, Busby. Take the floor.
I think the best bet, if you can make a prop bet, I haven't even opened my app to see. I think the best bet is that the Colts just trade down from this pick. I don't think they pick at 15.
That's so lame.
It's very lame. Oh my God, Byron Murphy's still on the board. We didn't draft Byron Murphy to anyone.
You want him?
No, because we have way too many defensive tackles as it is. Byron Murphy might be a Broncos guy. What did I say the Broncos right. need?
Dallas Turner. Swap him.
No, because if Dallas Turner doesn't go to the now, Dallas Turner, I didn't write down defensive line for Broncos, but we also gave them Dallas Turner, so I don't think it matters very much.
You want Dallas Turner? Let's swap him.
No, we're not just swapping because I want somebody.
Yeah, we can. We literally make the rules.
With the people on the board here, I think the Colts take the next defensive back off the board, and I think it's Quinyon Mitchell.
That's not bad. Secondary needs help.
He is a Ballard guy through and through. So, and then Seahawks, they need defensive line help. I think Byron Murphy makes sense there. You cool with that?
Yep.
All right. We will save this, and we will be incredibly
it's
wrong
impossible to
Thursday.
be right because
well,
we're
yeah,
not
we
doing
also
trades.
right, and then whenever the trade or and then whenever the draft comes, we'll just tweet out all 16 picks in the correct order with the exact trades, and we'll be
All
like,
right,
"So
we're on the
guys, we
same
did it."
page.
Let's just go through this one more quick time. Caleb Williams to Chicago, Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May, New England. Then you have the running receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, all back to back to back. Joe Alt to Tennessee, Leatu Latu to the Falcons, Olufashanu to the Bears, Brock Bowers, JJ McCarthy, Dallas Turner, Terrion Arnold, Fuaga, Quinyon Mitchell, and Byron Murphy, 1 through 16.
Bang.
Bang. None All of those right. are going to be right. You think we get, outside of Caleb Williams, you think we get any of those right?
Yeah, we're going to get at least two or three of them right.
I hope so. That would be ideal. I'm excited, though. I get excited for the draft every year just to, like, find
yeah,
out that
see
half
what
of them
happens.
don't matter. Yeah.
Throw back to last year when you Anthony Richardson happened.
Yeah, I'm very glad I don't have to
You were
take
so
off the
stressed.
week. Yeah, I'm very glad I don't have to take off the week of softball this year. If the Colts were picking in the top five, I would take off again. But 15, we have where there's hope here.
Exactly.
All right, that's all I had, Ben. Do you have anything? You have any closing remarks?
No, that's it for me. We'll see y'all next week and see what the draft holds.
Yay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you again next week.
Bye.